I am part of a still growing, century-old movement which is rarely perceived. We do not accept the current situation. We do not orient oneself by the general public. We do not follow gurus nor spin doctors. We recognize what politics and media are doing, but we do not participate. Even more, we oppose. Actually, our motivation is opposite. We focus on us, our ego, and the meta frame. We outgrow our ego, emancipate ourselves, living free and self-determined. Everyday life wouldn't get us down. We will not be programmed by strangers because we do things simple and different. Because we know and think. Because we must be smarter. We break free from the chains of society stimuli response loops. We don't let anyone tell us what is possible, what is impossible, what normal means and what it means not, and worse, what we shall to be or what we shall do. Because we think we want a better future, a better world, fulfillment and meaning in life. We want to be role models showing how the future could be, not for us, but for all humans. In order that our children can grow into a life worth living future, to be pleasant about their life. Many say it's impossible, unrealistic, exhausting at most, but it isn't. And more people understand that, participate. They realize there is no other way. It has never been so clear. It could not go on this way. It is not 5 minutes before noon, it is 5 seconds. There are more causes as ever before, not to be taken for fool. Thinking by your own hands, emancipating, to understand what matters in life, what counts. Breaking free from the herd instinct, leaving the predefined frame. Thinking about information on our own to link the pieces. Finally, taking responsibility, finding a personal way and walking. Therefore, we are highly motivated to learn, taking our life in our hands, to straighten things out with ourselves, to grow in confidence, not being manipulated, not being enslaved, learning to control our ego, being happy and satisfied, balanced and living a healthy life instead of just reacting. In sum, following our destination, not regretting anything at the end. We achieve that through thinking, connecting and understanding, through analyzing new things, through special techniques and experiences. We call it lovingly mentieren, but I could not easily explain it, but better show by sample stories. However, these examples can only convey a little impression about humans like me, who inspire, know themselves better, know what feels good, who have visions and dreams and a fulfilled life, and don't lose sight of a better world, who find destiny, gain freedom, and positively affect the world. Yes, we are mentors, and these are our stories.